Hello and welcome to Two Old Guys on the Back Porch. I am Steve Scotch, and we have the lovely and talented Cat, that's C-A-T, buying another pair of shoes. Cat, what's going on?
I need shoes. Anyway, hey, how y'all doing? We can be found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and other premier podcast platforms. We also can be found on Facebook and Instagram. And if you found me on TikTok, well, TikTok to you. I want to shout out to towns there in the Midwest that are apparently listening to us. One of them is Billings, Montana. Billings is one of the largest trade areas in the United States and is just east of the Continental Divide and western portions of North and South Dakota. And what's weird is, okay, Billings is in Yellowstone County. It has the Yellowstone River coming through it, but Yellowstone doesn't use Billings, Montana at all for their show. Everything's in the other side of Montana that they film. Our other town is Montgomery, Minnesota. Montgomery is like 45 miles south of Minneapolis. Is named after Richard Montgomery, an Irish-American soldier who served as a Major General in the Continental Army during the Revolutionary War. I don't think Minnesota was around during the Revolutionary War, was it? Mm-mm. Anyway, giving y'all a round of applause.
Right. Alcohol is never in short supply here on the back porch. Went to the doctor the other day, got my lab work done. Evidently, I've got too much blood in my alcohol system. Today, I'm having a vodka martini. It's my little break from beer, bourbon, scotch. Kettle One Vodka, always my go-to for a good martini with plenty of olives. Kat, what you got?
I am made up of my own new drink featuring Bluebell's peppermint bark ice cream. It's little ice cream.
Wait a minute.
Peppermint bark ice cream, little milk, little peppermint schnapps, little vanilla vodka, and little clear creme de coco.
That's a drink, not dessert. That's in a glass, not a bowl.
I'm getting both into one. It works for me.
Sounds sweet like you, babe.
Thanks, dog.
All right, I feel like we've lost our edge here lately on the Back Porch Podcast. But today we're going to get it back by bringing up a topic that's, this is groundbreaking. We're going to talk about pajamas, okay? That's right, your sleepwear. The big decision before you go lay your head down and drool on your pillow or not snore like me. Now, whether you go to Walmart or order a bougie pair of pajamas from a store in France, the choice is yours. So many options. You know, what is your choice of sleepwear? Some people don't care. You know, they just go commando, nothing. But when you get a little old like us on the back porch, pajamas, that decision kind of moves up the food chain a little bit, doesn't it, Kat?
Yeah, especially this time of year. You're trying to get cozy and ready to knock out some Z's. And
the weather definitely affects your decision. In the summer, less is more. Shorts, tees for the ladies, nightshirts, panties for the younger crowd out there. When you first start sleeping with your lady, her choice of sleepwear, it's a big deal, okay? Nighties, not nightgowns, are what you're looking for. Now, here's a little history with Steve. The word pajamas is derived from two Hindi terms, pa for leg and jama for garment. Pre-1600s, pajamas were drawstring pants worn by men and women of India and some Asian countries is everyday clothing. And then in the 1800s, the Brit gentlemen, they made them like a fashion item, but it didn't last, quickly faded out. And then in the late 1800s, the Brits brought the pajamas back as sleepwear. So there you go. Pajamas started out as day wear, ended up being lounge around the house, then go to bed wear. Pretty sure this is true. Pajamas, way more important to women than they are to men.
I would agree, because we put more thought into it. I mean,
dudes just boxers and t-shirts.
I have clothing, you know me, I have clothing that during the summer that I wear, and I totally wear something different once it starts to get cold. Flannel comes into play.
Right.
And, you know,
I will say definitely as we've gotten older, the nice thicker jammies do feel good, keep you warm during the winter months.
And he's right. The Victorians did bring the pajamas to the forefront, but it really got it going back during World War I, during air raids in England. People began donning pajamas rather than nightgowns because they had to go out in the street, or they had to go to the underground to go avoid the air raids.
Right.
So you'd rather sprint around with the nice pair
pants.
Of pants rather than a nightshirt.
Yeah.
So.
Now around here, Kat started a family tradition years ago. She gives me and the kids, who are no longer kids, young adults, a pair of pajamas for Christmas every year. Nice ones. Now,
right.
If you remember, and I do, when the COVID pandemic hit the U.S., we saw people wearing pajamas all over town. Okay. We all had a mask on, so no one could see who you were. So what the hell? I'll just go out in public looking like I don't care what I look like.
Now, see, I would never, I mean, I went to a women's college and I wore sweatpants or whatever. Didn't give a rat's butt.
Day,
but
night,
I would
night,
never,
day.
Ever in my life think of walking around in pajamas.
Some people are still doing it. They still think the corona's out there wearing nightwear in the daytime. You know, social pressure really doesn't exist anymore.
They don't know who I am.
I mean, we're not supposed to judge one another. I still do. You know, if you go out in public and look like you just got out of bed, I will judge you. Now, Shanghai, China, Dublin, and I don't know, some store in England have said no to the jammies in public. Okay, there's been laws written in other countries. No. Schools here in the States have dress codes, right?
Right.
That say when you get up, put some jeans and a t-shirt on. No cartoon characters or none of that on your jammies coming in here.
A quality pair of jammies not only keep you cozy, they help you maintain a comfortable body temperature throughout the night. At times, you have awoken from a freezing cold, scrambling to cover yourself up, or burning up or sweating through your sheets.
Now, I do remember as a kid, after bath time, remember putting on your jammies was like, it was cool.
Right.
Because, like, my mom got me and my brother pajamas with their favorite sports team on them, or some cartoon character we were
right.
watching on television at the time. You know, as a kid, you would wear your pajamas proudly.
Right. And wearing your pajamas to bed prevents unnecessary spreading of bacteria on your sheets. PJs act as a barrier between your body and your bed sheets.
I don't know
this
about
way,
all
most
that.
Dead skin and bacteria will end up in your attire rather than your expensive bed.
I don't know about all that. Just hit up Amazon and get yourself a nice pair of pajamas for Christmas.
Did you have like a favorite PJ you had as a child?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. What did it look like?
It was the Miami Dolphins.
Miami Dolphins.
They were white with like the orange, green, stripey, and then the the top had the dolphin in the middle. Right. And I thought I was the man with those on.
I used to have what was it called, Lands of Switzerland or whatever. There were always the long granny gowns. But I love those things because they're comfortable as heck.
Still wearing them.
Still wearing them.
All right. Like I said, hit up Amazon. Check out what they got. Gift yourself for Christmas. All right, let's roll right into One Tough Son of a Bitch.
Oops, wrong thing.
All right, it is Tecumseh, born in 1768 from Chillicothe, Ohio. Tecumseh was a Shawnee chief who, of course, resisted the expansion of the United States into the Native American lands. You know, I'm not part Native Indian, though Kat thinks I am because of my brown skin, but I mean, do stand up for my...
That's what my family thought when we got married. He got some oonjin in him, doesn't he? We did the DNA test. He does not.
93% from England. Who didn't know that? All right, but I do stand up for my Indian brothers, who I think got wrongfully run off this land that we sit on now. This whole situation that took place over 200 years ago could have been handled in a totally different manner. Tecumseh, Shawnee chief, watched his father bited, his brother bited in battle, trying to save their land. He fought in many battles against American soldiers.
One of which was Battle of Tippecanoe.
Mm-hmm. He went from warrior to chief, leading the Shawnee tribe for years, trying to hold off the constant overtaking of their land. Very smart man who could get his point across very clearly. As he watched the treaty after treaties get signed by his fellow tribes and saw that shit was just a lie, he finally died on the battlefield where he was meant to die, fighting for his people. Tecumseh was admired by Americans who fought against him. A hero.
His name, Tecumseh, in Shawnee means shooting star or blazing comet. Legend is he was given the name because a comet or meteor was seen in the sky when he was born.
His name has been put on a lot of stuff. There's a racehorse with his name.
Right.
I think there's a show or a character. There's something on TV. I saw it. Tecumseh was on there. Again, a hero to his fellow indigenous people. Canada regards this man as a hero who played a role in Canada's defense in the War of 1812. And that makes Tecumseh one tough son of a bitch. Are we still watching things?
We're still watching. And it is the Christmas season. And
don't
everybody
say Hallmark.
Says,
don't say Hallmark.
I have to say Hallmark.
I didn't even know it. And I knew it.
Okay. And it is Hallmark. But Hallmark has taken shit a step further.
No.
They've come up with Hallmark Plus.
You got to pay for it?
You got to pay extra.
I'll do it.
And one of the exclusive shows for Hallmark Plus they did is called Finding Mr. Christmas.
Did we actually pay a real actor for this? Did we bring
somebody? No. There is the host of it is a real actor that does work at Hallmark. But they take 10 men to compete in a series of festive challenges that showcase their acting chops and their holiday spirit.
Is this a two-hour special?
No, it's got many episodes. And I only got to see one because they only put like one on the regular channel to give you a little taste, to get you to
teaser.
Push that Hallmark Plus button. And I'm telling you right now, you think Hallmark is low budget, this show is low budget. I'm telling you, you could probably pay for this show. They probably spent the money for this show, what they do just for catering on The Bachelor. I mean, it's so low budget. And these guys, they've got, you know, some of them are actors, Some of them have had other jobs. Some of them was a male model who's 40 and can't model anymore, so he's going to become a Hallmark actor. And the challenges are totally stupid. Like, let's make a festive ugly sweater contest and have him march up and down. I mean, I don't know if Hallmark is feeling the pressure from the other, Great American Family Channel or whatever. But this thing, I mean, it is so low budge, you know. And there's some guys on the show that are actual actors. One guy, you know, had been in Hamilton, had been in the touring thing of Hamilton, and actually had, like, jobs and stuff. And it's sweet that they're trying to do this. And, you know, there's really not that much acting there at the Hallmark.
The question is, are you going to pull the lever and get
if
the
I,
plus?
If this is the product they're putting out, no.
Wow.
No,
Miss Hallmark right here.
And I am Miss Hallmark.
It's on all
weekend, you know,
until New Year's.
I'm still reliving the holiday touchdown, the Kansas City love story or whatever.
Hallmark has its place.
It has its place.
You got to get a bottle of wine or something. And just play along and pretend you don't know what's going to happen at the end. That's the only way you get through
it. The budget and the production, and it is bare freaking bones.
All right.
So, but they have put out other little, I don't know, mistletoe murders and some other little shows that are
we're getting into
the
mystery.
Chicken Sisters and stuff that is exclusively for the Hallmark Plus.
They're starting to drink on there too.
Yeah.
It was all cocoa. Now there's actually real liquor
there's
on
there. There's wine. Some wine connoisseuring. Anyway, I'm sorry to tell you, Hallmark, I'm not paying for this. This is what you're putting
out. All right, Kat just dropped a hammer on Hallmark.
Anyway, if you want to continue to watch more of the Hallmark stuff, they've got them on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You know, there's some things to watch, but this is not one of them.
All right, after that, I'm thirsty, parched. I need a Hallmark shot. What do we got?
We have the Santa shot, which involves grenadine, Kahlua, and white chocolate liqueur.
You know, it's called the Santa shot, and it kind of looks like the color of his pants with the white thing.
It's a layer.
The bottom.
And the bottom is the grenadine, the middle is the Kahlua, and the top is the white chocolate liqueur.
All right, cheers, baby. All right. Smells good and tastes like shit.
I didn't think it was that bad.
Oh, it's bad.
Oh, okay. It's bad? I didn't think it was that bad myself.
It smelled good. Nah, I'm going to let that one go. Santa needs to revamp that one. It's called the Santa Shot.
The Santa Shot.
All right. Don't give it a try. All right. This week we were bumpered in with a man everybody knows, Stevie Wonder. 73 years old from Saginaw, Michigan.
Saginaw.
Real name was Stevlin Hardaway Morris. Stevie was born premature, developed an eye disease that often causes the retinas to detach, and that left him blind. Started singing in church as a kid, was a child prodigy. And I think it was Berry Gordy that came up with the... they called him Little Stevie.
Little Stevie
at the beginning.
He started making his recording debut when he was 12 years old. I mean,
just awesome. He ruled the 70s, which Kat and I were still like kids then, but it was one classic album after the next: Music of My Mind, Talking Book, Inner Visions. And dude was in his early 20s and just blowing people's minds with his creativity.
Yeah, he won the album of the year, 1973.
Mm-hmm. And again, let's remember Stevie Wonder, he wrote the songs, sang the songs, produced the songs, and damn near played every instrument as well.
Okay, the Happy Birthday song with a tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King. That's a favorite everybody seems to love.
Mm-hmm.
Worked with Paul McCartney in 1982, Ebony and Ivory.
Yeah. Yep. Stevie Wonder has sold over 100 million records, 25 Grammys. He's in all the Hall of Fames, the rhythm and blues, the rock and roll, the songwriter, one of the most decorated artists of all time.
He's still going. He's got a concert December 14th in LA at the Crypto.com Arena.
Check out Stevie Wonder wherever you get your music. We want to thank everybody for hanging out on the back porch. We'll see y'all down the road.
See ya.